have a legal right to my son. I want to see him, to talk to him. If you'll give me a chance? He broke off as the back door opened and Thaddy stepped out, hair uncombed, rubbing his eyes sleepily, only one suspender fastened. He stopped in his tracks, seeing the stranger with Amity. He shaded his eyes against the morning sun, watching them for a moment. Then, when neither of the adults said anything, the boy ran forward to stand protectively close to Amity. Shield stepped forward almost involuntarily. His eyes on Thaddeus sparkled with fascination, giving further rise to Amity's alarm. The man could be lying. Just because he had the same coloring and similar features meant nothing, really. Chloe had given Thaddy to her to raise, and no one could ride in and claim him. "Go inside. Go on, son," she told Thaddy, pushing him away. Her heart was so gripped with fear she was barely able to maintain any semblance of calm. She snapped, "Go in! Right now, I said!" She'd never spoken so sharply to Thaddeus before. He stared at her for a moment, confusion and hurt in his young face. Then he turned obediently and headed for the house, looking back over his shoulder twice. Her heart went out to him, but she couldn't call him back to apologize. She wanted him inside, safe. "Now," Amity faced the man who called himself Peter Shields, "I want you to clear out of here."
"I know enough of Chloe's story. I saw enough of how she lived to know that it's not possible she was married to anyone like you. You with your fine clothes and expensive horse. You obviously live a good life. But Chloe and Thaddy were in desperate straits when I found them. You have no claim on that boy in there. And if you did have any sort of claim at all, it would be nothing to what Thaddeus is to me," she thought. "Do I have to get a gun? Or will you go while you're still healthy and all of a piece?"